Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Yankel for dictating an endoscopy report on patient Jacqueline Pola, date of birth 2/5/1955, date of procedure October 18,
2023. Yeah, except for the fact that I can't go to my trip to Egypt.
Okay. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goltzer-Dio. Referring provider is... Referring provider is... 1 second. Blake Perth. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenectomy. Is GERD and gastric intestinal metaplasia. Procedure informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, or possible missing lesions, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. Patient's breath and endoscopy suite placed in the left lateral position, stage per anesthesia, source of monitoring, anesthesia care period. A well lubricated video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum period. Stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. A rectal biopsy was obtained of the cardiac period. Air was sucked from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Period. Finding number one. There was a mildly irregular Z line at 34 centimeters from the bite block. This was biopsied. Rule out Barrett's esophagus. There was evidence of multiple gastric polyps in the body of the stomach. Period. These were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Period. There were a few sampled that were larger. Period. Biopsies were obtained from the antrum, body, and cardia in three separate bottles to evaluate for gastric intestinal metaplasia. Period. There was no evidence of any irregularities of mucosa on NBI. Period. The duodenum to D3 was unremarkable. Period. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Period. Anti-reflux precautions were explained. Period. Next line. Omeprazole. 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line. Likely will need repeat endoscopy in 3 years pending pass.